Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where it's CEO interview time, but it's not a CEO that we have here. This is a very British affair. We have a chief executive officer who goes by the name of Charles Skinner from Restore PLC. How are you today, Charles?
Very good, thanks. Nice to be here.
Right. The last time you came here, you were busily explaining what the company does, because you don't really get it from the title. I will ask you again, just for people who are not aware of the company, and obviously for the purpose of expanding your investor relations.
Yeah.
So exactly what area are you in?
So we're in office services. We have four primary business streams. One is we store your documents. Secondly, we scan your documents. Thirdly, we shred your documents. And then we also move your offices around. And in part of the office bit, we also recycle your IT, we recycle your toner cartridges, and we'll move your IT around as well. So what we have is services which, although we run them as separate services, the channel to market is the same. Any office with more than 100 people in the UK, we'd expect to be doing something for now.
Right, and these are things that presumably one or companies could do themselves, but they'd have to, it would take a lot of work, it's a pain, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
they're outsourcing something which is fiddly and irritating to you.
Yes, well, if you in your new palace that is Grosvenor Place, I won't be so rude as to ask how much you're paying in pounds per square foot, but what you'd find if you were storing a box here, which could be 5 or 7, 10, and if you're in the city, 20 times what we would charge you to store it elsewhere. So it's all on the box storage side. Everybody in the private sector understands that it is nuts to store your own documents once you've got above a couple of filing cabinets.
Right.
So that's a classic to be outsourced. Similarly, with shredding, if you're a sort of three-man office, you can put things through one of those very slow shredders. But if you've got any sort of scale, it must make sense for somebody to do it professionally for you, which we can either do it on-site or off-site, i.e. we can have a machine which can come to your offices and you can watch it being shredded on-site, or we can take it off-site. So you wouldn't want to do that internally. And also, obviously, we recycle the paper, which is something which would be very difficult for an office manager to do. Again, with scanning, that's something which, particularly when we have a business which can scan, at peak we do about 14 million images a week. Normally we typically run at about 5 million images a week. That is not something which you want to be doing yourself. And as for the relocation side, if you're Goldman Sachs and you're moving your trading desk, I think you use our business Harrow Green rather than sort of three Aussies in a van.
Well, there might be quite a few businesses leaving the country, according to the political situation at the moment. But in the meantime, from a shareholder's perspective, that sounds to me is that you're on a retainer from many different companies, and these are long-term contracts that you have. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, if you work to the idea that, say, we have 15 million boxes, they'll typically earn a penny a day. They're not too fussed about who owns them, what the economic climate is. You can see and also a typical box will probably be with us on average for about 25 years. So in terms of understanding the quality of earnings of our business, that's fairly secure. And you'll also understand that if the sort of customers we do a lot of work for in the relocations market, we will tend to be based in their offices, we'll do work for them the whole time. And similar things apply, particularly to the shredding business and to some extent to the scanning business. So in terms of visibility of earnings, etc., we believe our visibility of earnings is extraordinarily high.
Boringly high, possibly.
Boringly high. I never have a problem with the B word, Zach. It's what I quite enjoy is the fact that when I talk to people like you, I can probably explain what we do in about 20 seconds. And if you're awake after that, then you'll have got the message. But it's a very simple business. The elevator pitch is not complex.
Right. Okay. And then the other thing that I remember from our last encounter was that every now and again you make an acquisition or you're looking to expand the business, and you've done that in the recent past.
Yes. And most recently, 3 months ago, we bought PHS Data Solutions, which was the data solutions arm of PHS, which was a store, shred and scan business. All three of those elements is what we do as well. We were particularly pleased that inside, as part of that business, we picked up a business called Data Shred, which is one of the two main players in the UK. It was an area where we were weak, And also shredding, as you might understand, is that how it works is you want route density is the key phrase there, so that if I'm coming to Victoria, I want to visit 7 offices in Victoria rather than visit 1 and then go to Mayfair, then go to Canary Wharf. If you can do 7 pickups in one go from the same area, that's where you can be a real player. And we lacked scale, and Datashred is comfortably the best business in the UK in that space, and it was a key element of what we wanted to do. We also had a storage business, which we've integrated into our storage business, and it had a business called Capital Capture in scanning, which again we were able to merge with our scanning business, and that brings us other skill sets along. So that was the deal, that was the transaction which we completed at the end of August, and that built on about a year ago. We bought Wincanton's records management business, which was a storage business. So our markets are consolidating reasonably rapidly. We're leading that consolidation, and we're now in the fortunate position that in both store, shred and scan, we're one of the two market leaders in each of that space, and in relocations, we're the market leader.
Right. And are there any changes in technology is technology changing? Well, technology is always changing, but is that affecting your business? Is it making it cheaper for you? Is it making it cheaper for the customer, more expensive? How is that?
No, where we do well is most of our businesses benefit from scale. Technology is, there's some technology in our scanning business. Obviously, we're permanently looking at methods to shred more effectively, but generally our progress is around scale. It's about our market penetration of UK offices, and I think my sort of current mantra is scale without nonsense. That we've now employing nearly 2,000 people. We're very clear on what we're doing, and the key thing is we're very decentralised. People get on and do what they want to do, what they want to do and what they think is right for their business. And the key and a big part of my job is making sure that the nonsense which creeps in when you have more layers of management, that we avoid that at every cost, because it ends up delivering less good service to the customers and introducing more cost and complexity into your business.
Right. I mean, one of the other things about your company is that it's just steady. You know, you sort of see the share price chart, just steady progression. What is the for somebody coming to your company now, thinking, well, I've missed the boat, or maybe this is not a sort of the classic growth situation anymore. What would you say to them?
I think that the number of people who've said to me, I buy your shares, but they're a little bit expensive at the moment. I'll wait for them to come down. People were telling me that when they were 30p. They're now, I think, £3.70, something
that's
like
what
that.
I mean, that's what I was getting at. So it does, yes. You need to steel yourself a little bit.
No, I think it's very, very clear that the quality of that we have an odd combination. We have very, very high quality earnings. We've recorded an EPS growth of well in excess of 20% compounded for several years. We can do that partly through good organic growth in our businesses, but also in a Bunzl-type way. We're very well positioned to to increase our earnings sharply by absorbing new businesses into our existing business model. So I think that you've got a hopefully a reasonably secure stock, but you've also got one which has historically produced BPS growth of at least 20%. And I think given the opportunities that exist for us to further consolidate our markets, I don't think that's gone away.
Charles Skinner, Chief Executive Officer of Restore PLC. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Zach.
We'll be back after the break.